right in the middle of preparation for the Cleveland Browns. Everybody's excited. Our players are excited. Wish the game was today. I'm sure everybody feels like that. However, there's a lot of hard work and preparation left. We're about midway through our preparation, as you know. Some of the things that we'll be up against there is certainly the crowd noise. So we've got to be prepared for that. Secondly, this group on defense, I'm talking about the Cleveland Browns, has some fantastic players on that side of the ball, and it shows with their statistics last year. I believe they were 10th overall and 5th best defense in scoring. They certainly have some great strengths. And so we'll open up to questions here.
You have to go to your backup quarterback in the season opener or the second game each of the last 2 years. How comfortable are you?
Hopefully we don't have to this year. It'll be a little smoother that way. But
go in there.
I've got great confidence in Nick. I'll tell you what, Nick Foles progressed just beautifully. A very fast pace. He's a bright guy. He's got natural playing ability. He's got natural instincts. He's got other great strengths as well. Great confidence in him, as well as Trent. You saw Trent in the preseason as well. Crafty veteran. Does it just like you want him to do it. He also has some natural playing ability, some gut instincts. And so I think we're just right on track there with our quarter. I really think highly of the three quarterbacks that we have here.
How do you get Nick and Trent, or in this case Nick, because he's number two, ready to play if he had to, when most of your, if not all, of your reps, your first team reps, go to the starting quarterback?
That's right, all of them do. Yeah. Yeah, Nick and Trent, it's and Mike, they all do it together, but it's preparation. And then you rely on the mini camps and training camps for the actual execution. And they've got to have a plan on each play, even though Mike's starting. It's just that simple.
Yep. Heading into training camp, could you have envisioned that Michael's backup on opening day would be a rookie?
Well, I didn't think that, but it was certainly wide open. Every position is, really at all times. And so it's really a positive that Nick progressed so quickly. And you all saw him play. He did a fine job, as well as Nick. As well as Trent. Just played fantastically. And so those are good things to have happen. Yeah.
How important is Joe Hayden to their defense?
Oh, Joe Hayden's, I think, one of the best. Well, I know one of the very best corners in the league. He's an excellent cover man. He does an excellent job from bump and run as well as off. He is physical. He's got very good instincts. So, he's a fine player.
Other than being fast,
what's
Deshaun especially good at?
Deshaun Jackson. Oh, he'll go track the ball. As you know, he's great down the field, across the field, inside breaking route. He's very, very good at those type of things. He also can get in and out of breaks very, very quickly. He also, I've talked about natural playing ability. That's what enabled him. He's really sharp. He's got natural playing ability. That's what enabled him to play so at such a high level so early. Early in his rookie season, he was dynamite. And so the guys that have the that are pretty sharp, they certainly have to have talent first. All right, you have to have a certain amount of talent, but real sharp and with the natural instincts, and if they stay healthy, they tend to help you early. And then Deshaun's been progressing ever since. And he sure is a dynamic player for us.
Does he look different to you this summer?
Well, he's gained a little bit of weight, just a touch there. So that's good. So has Michael Vick. Mike's Vick, he's gained a little bit of weight. So I think both of them look pretty good there.
Are you concerned at all about the lack of playing time the first team offense had during their preseason? Is there a concern about cohesiveness or anything coming into Sunday?
Well, I have no concerns at all. Because we have great confidence in each other. And so now, strange things tend to happen in openers, So you're always a little concerned about that. And so we do everything we can to avoid all of these strange things that happen in opening games. And we rely on our hard work and our preparation,
If Deshaun's Sean or McIlroy were to go down, would Demaris be the first one to replace him on the outside, or would you have to move him on?
Depends by personnel and play. I don't know if you know how, but we do a lot of personnel by play and all these things. So that would so it would be that way. Yeah.
Marty, you always have change, obviously, every season, but until you see something succeed, maybe it's hard to be confident about it in some ways. Is the left tackle position, both passing and running, giving you any cause for concern?
Oh, absolutely not. No concerns at all. We're trying to avoid some of these strange things that tend to happen in the first ball games. Big King is a man that has excellent past history with us. He's a man that has gone in, started, and played for us and done very, very well in the past. So I expect him to be as good or even better than that. And so for several years, I've had great confidence in King.
Is Minkin from really knowing the whole blocking system, from getting Howard's techniques down, and then being able to really realistically play if he had to?
Who are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he just got here. Yeah. So, yeah, he's got some work to do. Yeah.
Hard to activate him on Sunday? I mean, without him knowing?
I'm not going to get into any of the personnel situations. But yeah, he's right in the middle of a learning curve here, and he's spending hours and hours. And much of it is just verbiage.
Marty, with the strange things that happen in openers, can you tell much about your offense, about your team in an open game? Do you ever look back to the opener and think, that showed such and such?
Well, you get a little bit. Now, I as you know, we've discussed this before, about a quarter of the way through the season, you really tend to start knowing who you are and what your strengths and weaknesses are. That changes every season, even though some of your main players are back. Everybody's important, and so it's typically, you know, after that fourth game, I tend to look at it pretty hard that way.
One other thing about left tackle, Jason is such a unique player, his ability to get down the field and so athletic, and are there different things, are there some things you won't be able to do or won't dial up as much because King is just a different kind of player, or can you run everything the same way that you ran with Jason?
Well, that's a good point. We play to every player's strengths, try to, and put them in the best position to have success, certainly. So we'll play to his strengths. However, King is very good at almost everything that we do generally offensively. But we did special things. And I hate to talk too much about a player that's injured, but with him, than we would with a normal player.
Marty, when you were preparing for the draft and looked at a lot of offensive players, did you focus at all on Brandon Wheaton, and how did you evaluate him?
Oh, I think highly of Brandon Wheaton. He was one of the just pure passers coming out. I thought he throws the ball effortlessly. He's got a big arm. He's just a natural passer, and I can understand why Cleveland took him. I believe it was a little bit higher than other people had him, but I understand that totally. He's just a pure passer, absolutely. And won a lot of ball games there at Oklahoma State. Fantastic player coming out, no question.
Marty, there was some talk about during training camp about trying to limit some of the Sean McCoy's carries. Do you foresee maybe that happening in this game, and will Deion Lewis be his backup?
Well, we'll see. But, you know, we're right in the middle of our preparation. But we'll see on that. You know, we've talked about this many times before, overusing LeSean. It seemed like every game I'd come in here at this press conference talking about the last ball game. Yep, probably should have got some other guys in there. But that's how good LeSean McCoy is. So we'll see. We're right in the middle of preparation. We've got some fine backs. And I'm so happy that we all of them are with us after that final cut, because they earned it with their play, both offensively and on special teams. We've got some outstanding young backs with us in this organization right now.
Will Deion Lewis be the backup?
Well, we'll see. We're right in the middle of all of that preparation.
Has Bryce Brown progressed enough as a blocker to make you feel comfortable to put him in a game?
Yeah, great confidence in Bryce Brown. He's another player similar to Nick that progressed very, very well. Now, this man is a high-talented player as well. He's got, again, he's got the same qualities that some of these young players need to help you quickly. He's a sharp young man, and he's got some natural instincts, and he stayed healthy and was able to put the hard work in. I've got great confidence in him. Absolutely. Yeah, he's a big, strong man now. He's bigger than people think and stronger than people think. He's done a nice job. Ted always does a great job with those running backs, and that's one of the first things you do with a young running back, because I haven't seen many at all ever come out of college and be a good pass protector, at least, and he's done a fine job in training camp.
Jeremy Maclin, where have you seen the progress from this time last year to this time this season?
Well, this time last year, there were still some question marks with his health. And so he's put all the hard work and preparation in, which you need. There's no substitute for that. There's absolutely no substitute for the hard work that you have to put in the off-season and the preseason. And so that's the biggest key for him. Otherwise, I expect him to play at the high level on a consistent basis that he always has since he was a rookie here.
Speaking of preseason, a year ago, Todd Harriman's didn't have any reps during the preseason at right tackle. What do you expect from him having a full off season at that position?
Well, Todd's a fine football player, dependable and accountable. And he's there every ball game, and he plays at a high level. So I would expect that to continue. And I thought that was a brilliant job by him and a brilliant job by Howard getting that thing done last year. And so I would expect him to be even better going into this year.
Okay. All right, man.